This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baseball season is almost here. Why don't we go back in time to 1948 and talk a little baseball? Johnny Rabbit, good morning.
Good morning. Let's do it. Let's go back in time. Thank you, Scott. Happy St. Patrick's Day Eve for our KMOX radio adventure today. We're dropping in on St. Louis in 1948 when the Cardinals came in second in the National League and our luckless but lovable Browns ended up in sixth place in the American League. Both teams shared, of course, the Sportsman's Park Diamond. The Cards games in 48 were mostly on WEW, some on WTMV or KXOK. None of the games on KMOX. So the play-by-play was by Harry Carey and Gabby Street. The Cards' 1948 broadcast sponsor was Grisadick Brothers Beer, and 27-year-old Stan the Man, his batting average was .376. The Brownies, sponsored by Falstaff, were on KMOX and WIL, with announcing by France Lux. And the Browns, as well as the Cards, were on Channel 5, with a call by Bob Ingham. In 1948, Steve Mizzarini of an appliance store on South Broadway coined his popular term, "Don't be confused." I bring that up so you're not confused about Cardinal baseball coming to 104.1 FM. The Cards' flagship station will continue to be KMOX 1120 while being simulcast at 104, where you can hear the games in stereo. And years ago, we had experimented on KMOX with AM stereo, but basically nobody had AM stereo radios. The 1948 Baseball All-Star Game was played here in Sportsman's Park in North Grand. In it, the American League beat the National League 5-2 in what was the first ever televised All-Star Game, even though it was seen just in St. Louis on KSD-TV, our only television station. The National All-Star Game, that was broadcast on MBS, the Mutual Broadcasting System, and heard here in KWK, play-by-play by Red Barber, Tom Hussey, and Van Patrick. In 48, there was a long-running CBS, then Blue Network, true crime drama series called Gangbusters, on which one of the episodes was about a downtown St. Louis jewelry store robbery. It was narrated by the St. Louis Circuit Clerk, trial assistant, and former FBI agent Edward L. Dowd. The show was sponsored by the then very new Tide detergent that used the phrase, "When Tide goes in, dirt goes out." In later years at Beffa Brothers Buffet at Olive and Beaumont, I talk a lot with Ed Dowd and the person who replaced him in the office, Tom Eagleton, about local criminal cases of later years, such as that of Hot Rod Moore and the Bobby Greenlee's kidnapping and murder. Back to 48, a year of translation, we caught up with ourselves after having so much of our time and energies devoted to depression and war and the post-war mopping up and all the changes that were going on. At the time, St. Louis was in the top 10 of America's most populated cities, but holding on to that population wasn't looking too good for a lot of reasons. When we started moving out of flats, row houses, inner-city apartments, aging bungalows, and even massive mansions in the blind pursuit of that never-never land called suburbia. So for a growing multitude, the homes and city that sheltered us were being tossed away like so many ash cans of clinkers. With all this upheaval, farmland in every direction was being transformed into look-alike subdivisions of ranch-style houses with picture windows, breezeways, attached garages, and in some cases, radiant heat. If all brick homes were out of your price range, there were asbestos shingles. For the daring, the all-metal homes marketed under the name Lustron were coming on the market. They were metal inside and out. Other than for a handful of city neighborhoods such as St. Louis Hills, North and Southampton, Walnut Park, most new home construction was going up outside the city. The City Plan Commission, in a comprehensive 1947 study, listed nearly half the city was obsolete or blighted. For example, the report revealed the Barton and Branch districts, the areas along the Mississippi on either side of downtown, had outside toilets at between 70% and 80% of the dwelling places. Our 1948 cityscape was undergoing rapid, radical change. Case in point, venerable Vandeventer Place, the queen of private places, bordered by Vandeventer, Grand, Bell, and Enright. That great street was coming to the end of its life, a victim of being a high-class residential oasis in the midst of commercial urbanization. A fact first pointed out in the St. Louis Republic newspaper in 1895. In 1948, the end came to the once rich life of the street. It was sliced in two, with the eastern half scraped away for the construction of the Veterans Administration Hospital. The west block held on like a tattered ghost until the 50s. A piece of that place, the Vandeventer Place Gates, stands majestically just east of the Jewel Box in Forest Park. A high spot here in 48 was on May 11th at the Fox Theater for the world premiere of the RKO Radio Pictures movie Fighting Father Dunn with Pat O'Brien. This true story was about the creation in 1905 of Father Peter Dunn's St. Louis Newsboys Home and Protectorate, which was supported by Archbishop John Joseph Glennon. Next Sunday, we'll visit St. Louis movies and movie stars in KMOX. And at 10:30 on Tuesday, March 25th, I've got a presentation on St. Louis crime and gangs at the Clayton Rec Center. Reserve a seat at stloasisnet.org, or just show up. Now, if we can get him away from his big bowl of Lucky Charms, we're going to hear from our news leprechaun, Scott Jagow. There he is.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.